Meanwhile, demonstrations across Asia are renewing, demonstrators are renewing demands that Japanese leaders give justice to women forced into sexual slavery during World War II. Hundreds of people have protested in front of the Japan Interchange Association in Taipei, demanding the Japanese government apologize to the victims known as comfort women. Kang Shu-hua is the executive director of Taipei's Women's Rescue Foundation.
We hope Japan will be able to formally legislate. Through the Japanese legislature and the public effort, we ask for the Japanese government to face up to history and restore justice and truth.
On the same, at the same time, around 2,000 protesters gathered outside the Japanese embassy in South Korea, demanding an official apology ahead of that country's Liberation Day celebrations.
The disaster the South Korean people have suffered is the disaster of the country. It is a shame of the Japanese government and the South Korean government. We are not suffering this alone. So far, the Japanese government hasn't offered an official apology. Without an apology, the Liberation Day has no meaning for us.
Protesters are also proposing August 14th become known as International Comfort Women Memorial Day. It's estimated some 700,000 women across Asia were forced into sexual slavery during the war.